everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of the Lone Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, and the reason why I am doing an intro right now is because the episode you're about to hear is our live recording at the Martinsburg Public Library's Comic-Con / Pop Culture Show, which we were at this past Saturday, June 2nd, and we did record a bunch of stuff, but the reason why you're hearing that episode now instead of next week is because what we initially had planned for this week was to bring you an interview that we were supposed to record last night. The reason why I say that is because last week you might have heard us talk about doing an interview and posting that interview this week. But what happened was the person, in essence, on Skype was a no-show. That person did contact me this morning, June 3rd, in regards to rescheduling, and as of this recording, that person did not get back to me in regards to confirming the date that I requested or any other date beyond that date. So I don't know if that person is okay with it or anything else, but they did not get back to me. I have to check my messages to see if that person actually seen it or is trying to check with their calendar in regards to if they're available that day or what day they are available. But initially, that person, as of last night, seemingly, because it seemed like they were ignoring my messages, had me a little bit mad. I'm going to see if I'm able to reconfirm that person's new date for their interview. If they do come on the show Saturday, their episode will be next week, and so forth and so on. But I just wanted to explain that fact because you'll be hearing me, in essence, go through the whole introduction again and say, I hope you enjoyed the last week's interview. But in this case, there was no interview. We're just moving up an episode and just hopefully rearranging. So that's one of the problems of being a podcaster. And I won't say being a podcaster, but being in the line of work that we do. Sometimes stuff like this happens. It's not fun, especially since we do not get any back and forth sometimes, and it's late in regards to it. So I'm sorry about that. And here is the recording that we pretty much did at the Martinsburg Public Library. So take care, guys. Oh, by the way, just in case you can't hear it during the recording, just remember our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheLoneCoatMafiaPodcast. Our main website where you can hear all our episodes from the first beta recording we ever did to our current episode, which is this one. And that site is TheLoneCoatMafia.podbean.com. And if you're that site works on every device from your desktop and laptop to your mobile devices. And we are, speaking of mobile devices, we are found on Stitcher Radio, the Podbean app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play Music. So, and speaking of Apple Podcasts, you could also listen to us on iTunes if that is your preferred podcasting desktop app. So, and iTunes and is both Windows and Mac compatible, as you all know. And every app, for the exception of Google Play Music and Apple Podcasts, are both Android and iOS compatible, which means Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and the Podbean app are iTunes and Android compatible. As for our other social media, in regards to other than Facebook, we are on Twitter, which is Lone Coat Mafia, and our Instagram is also Lone Coat Mafia. We do have a YouTube page, which we do put up a lot of our videos that we get from shows, our floor tours that we give, so showing you guys and gals around. The link to that will be on our description, because we do not have enough followers to change the URL to something more appropriate and easier to share. But please be advised, we do not put all our videos on YouTube. Like, there was a sword fighting demonstration at the Martinsburg Public Library's event, but because YouTube is a stickler about violence and everything else, whether it's a safely done and authorized demonstration, they get finicky and a little bit, bitchy about it. So we put those videos on our Facebook page, so it's best to hit like on our Facebook page. Again, that's facebook.com, The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, and as well as liking and subscribing to us on YouTube. So you get to see a little bit of both, and hopefully we'll have a few exclusive YouTube-only videos there. So, and as well as our podcasts are also simultaneously dropped on YouTube, but we recommend you subscribing to us on either one of the many apps we recommended. So enough of me. Here is the recording that we did. And y'all have a good weekend, and see you all next time. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another brand new episode of the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the one, the only, Reverend Godfather, the show's main host and front man. And guess where we are right now? We're at the library's Pop Culture / Comic-Con. That's right. We are recording in the library. First time in over, or I should say, about 2 years, ladies and gentlemen. 2 years. That's right. Who knew? Let's see how long we can record today before they pretty much tell us you can't record here anymore. That's right. For those of you who are new, let me tell you a little bit of something. When we first started this show back in 2015, we recorded here in the Martinsburg Public Library in their conference room. And when new management took over, so to speak, they instigated a couple of policies that we had to pay for the conference room at $10 an hour. For those of you, again, who have not been following our show for the past almost 3 years, you have to understand, I run this show on a super broke budget, because my job, with what I get paid, I am, in essence, way under the poverty line. So it's hard for me to spend $40 a day, a week, to record at the local library. That's $160 a month. That's about over half my paycheck. If not, depending on some weeks, my entire paycheck. So I can't do that. So this is one of the rare occasions that we get to record at the library. But since the time we were quote-unquote ousted out of the library, and we have been recording at the Daily Grind in Martinsburg, which now I come to our attention is under new management themselves, but they're equally as welcoming to us to record at their coffee shop. So that's a great thing. So stay tuned. Even though we've been doing a lot of Skype stuff, speaking of Skype, we hopefully last week's episode went well with our interview with a different Matt. So, because as of we're recording this, we haven't recorded that episode yet. So we'll see what happens. So there's that. So hope you enjoy everything. I'm going to put this on pause because we are recording live and we do have people approaching our table. Welcome back, folks. With me right now, it's been a while since I recorded anything. It was earlier today. With me today is, from the brand new podcast that's only a few months old, Not So Super Dudes, is...
I'm Jordan Smith.
And I'm Alec McCann.
And tell us about your show.
We are a geek podcast where a bunch of us normal people get together to discuss the amazing world of comic books, superheroes, and supervillains.
And sometimes throw out inappropriate references.
So in essence, like us, but with less social commentary.
It's okay, you can laugh.
Yeah, you can laugh at us.
There you go.
Not specifically like that, but okay.
So,
Why did you guys get started into doing this?
Mainly because we were having a hard time finding a reason to hang out. Like, because he lived in Hagerstown and I lived in Martinsburg, and it was hard for us to get a legitimate reason why we should hang out. So we were like, we like comics, let's do this. Actually, honestly, he came up with the idea.
We talk about this stuff all the time, so it's like, why not? Just do a podcast on it. And so, it's just been a lot of fun since then.
Have you guys, being the rookie, so to speak, what problems have you come across so far?
Transportation.
There's that. That's the hardest part. Equipment. For the longest time, we were just recording right off my phone, just directly into the phone, no editing, no nothing. So
kind of like how we were first. When we first started, it was just one microphone just setting up between three people and. It was bad.
Well, that's how it is now. We just got one microphone. We have a group of us that just corral around it, and it's just on like a desktop and everything.
The little tiny studio,
which is like the middle room of my small apartment.
But actually, honestly, everything got started once we were trying to do like not fan films, but like short films for little festivals and stuff. We never did record anything. Didn't even script out. We have one script for a TV show that we thought would be funny. And then eventually it just was like, you know what, let's just put those on back burner and just talk.
We just have a lot of other ideas that we're just kind of going through.
It's always tough. Equipment. Oh, speak of the devil, and the devil arrives.
Oh, God, what do I do now?
Don't worry, we're not going to shake you for loose change yet.
That wasn't part of the plan.
It's in the car.
Good. For those folks,
already broke it and took it. So
it's all right, welcome to Martinsburg. folks, Matt Burns just walked in. We'll probably have him a part of the show for a little bit to promote his September event and his October event. So we'll see what happens in a moment. But while I have you two here, what was the latest geeky movie you saw?
Deadpool 2. I've seen it three times.
I've only seen it once because I'm poor.
So what'd you guys think of Deadpool?
I liked it a lot. It's really hard to say which one I prefer between 1 and 2. I think they both did really, really well, but...
I like 2.
I know you were the best. Fan of 2 most.
I loved the first one for what it was, but the 2 just seemed to add on to... Deadpool's character. He wasn't just a dork. He wasn't just a jerk that talks fast.
He's
quick-witted.
The more of this character, he saw some feeling into his life, and they did an amazing job with Deadpool too. Josh Brolin made an amazing game.
Now 4 states filled up quick.
But
I'll probably have that within the next week.
Okay, that's cool.
For a professional, Chris.
I'm sorry. It's. So you guys haven't seen the travesty that is Solo yet.
No.
I'm not watching it.
I've heard nothing but awful things about that movie.
I watched it last night.
Don't bother.
It was I'm never going to see it. As soon as it came up, I was like...
I'm not even a Star Wars fan, and I didn't like it.
Well, honestly, I'm not either. The only one of them I've actually seen all the way through, I think, was Force Awakens.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was just... As soon as I heard it was going to be a thing, I was like, because any time you try and do a character without the Harrison Ford... it's bad. Like, they did the young Indiana Jones, and while they are good for what they are, it's still, you're looking for Harrison Ford to show up.
Right.
And anytime you have Solo, who, I mean, that's basically what Harrison Ford laid his career on before Indiana Jones was Han Solo. That's what got him gigs. That's what got him the Han Solo gig, or the Indiana Jones gig.
And from what I've heard recently, as bad, while they... Lucasfilm wanted it to be successful. They wanted it to be not so much Deadpool level. Deadpool 2 level. They wanted it to be beyond Deadpool 2, meaning they wanted it to be 160, 170 million. Then the initial reports got in, it's going to be about 125, 130. Then they got other reports in after the first night, it's going to hit about 110, 115. Then after the 4-day, it was 101 after the 4-day, 101 million. And everybody said, it's going to be successful the second week. Numbers are coming in today, and it's not even going to hit 20 million second week.
Because it's bad. No one has seen a movie. Like, okay, you did a great job with Rogue One. I needed that story, though. Like, in terms of connecting...
Yeah.
What happened to how we got to A New Hope, I needed that story in between. But why do I need Solo? I don't need to know how Han Solo and Chewbacca got together. I don't need that. Yeah, they were just really friends.
Yeah.
Some were saying if they did something like Boba Fett, that would.
I did hear talks.
You know, something like that, or maybe Obi-Wan, where you have a chunk of time.
Well, not only that, but Ewan McGregor said he would be willing to do it.
Yeah, something. Obi-Wan. You know, you have a time prior to meeting up with Obi-Wan, mm-hmm. and a period of time in between. In his seclusion that you could cover in a way that no one really knows about.
Right.
So you have that aspect. Like with Boba Fett, here's a character that in essence died like a bitch, according to some people, you know, in the Sarlacc pit.
There's
but,
not just
you know,
some people. He died like a bitch. He literally got three stooged into a pit. Boba Fett, boom! And he accidentally
right.
has to... He's got a jetpack. Why did he fall?
Weird to me. Like
so, in essence, you have a you could surround, you could make a story about Boba Fett,
right?
But what a lot of people have been pointing at in regards to Solo is that you have a lot of people in Lucasfilm blaming the fans, and when the fans are saying, "Wait, this is just a bad product," and all of a sudden, those same people that are blaming the fans are turning, "Oh, dare you say that?" They're playing, in essence, playing, according to some, playing the victim.
Right.
Remember when the prequels came out and everybody started hating those? George Lucas blamed the fans again. He was like, "You know what? You don't like it? I'm not doing another one." And he didn't. And that's fine. You did a terrible job last time out. You shouldn't do anymore.
And the thing is, I had one of the fans, he's a diehard Star Wars fan. He went to see Solo, came back. Now, he again, diehard Star Wars fan. He said, "Congratulations, L3. You just toppled Jar Jar Binks as the most annoying Star Wars character." That
takes talent.
I mean, and that's coming from a diehard fan. And a lot of people were... That's one... A lot of people are saying it's not just the people behind it, it's... There was a lot of bad blood with Last Jedi, and disappointed a lot of fans.
Well, that's because they were expecting something that would give them the same nostalgia that Force Awakens did. But what I think is good about Last Jedi is they told a story that didn't have to involve the Skywalkers, because you're in a universe, you're in a galaxy, far, far away, galaxy! You don't focus on one family. The books don't focus on one family. They tell a story of all different kinds. Like, you have Darth Revan and all these people that come into the story, but they're not connected to Darth Vader at all.
Right.
Like, in any way. And people love Darth Revan. People love Darth Bane. Why not do a story about them? They're in the canon. They've been in the shows. So why not do a story about them? Everybody wants to see that. Nobody cares about Han Solo before he met Luke Skywalker. He's a roguish, charming guy that you met because he was a smuggler. Had nothing to do with the overall story.
And if you think of it now, it's like if you wanted to cover Solo, you could have covered if you just backed up three dump trucks to Ford's house and just emptied a pile of cash in his driveway.
That's true. Ford has shown that he's money driven.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a good actor. He'll do it. But I'm saying you could have covered everything from maybe Jedi to Force Awakens.
Yeah.
There's a hole. And
I mean, they've shown that they can make people look younger. Just what Rogue One had a young Leia. And it was Carrie Fisher doing the voice behind it. But she, I mean, it
right.
gave you that, what do they call it, Silicon Valley?
CGI type thing.
But it looked, like, looked human. Like, just with Graham Mark Toff, he looked human. Like, I got that eerie feeling that I know I'm not looking at something that's real, but it looks real.
Well, they've been able to do the same thing with, like, Kurt Russell in Guardians 2.
Yeah.
They made him look younger and everything. And
Not too much that it looked... totally foobarred.
Right.
Because
right.
There's been times that, oh, we got to make this person look younger, and it's like, oh, geez. Case in point, Tron Legacy. How they tried to make everybody look younger, and it just kind of like, didn't look right, looked terrible. Is there any films coming up that you two are looking kind of...
What's the next? Well, we got
we have part
two.
Jurassic World. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
It's gonna be good.
And we have Ant-Man coming up.
It's gonna be amazing.
I'm not so much excited about that because I mean I liked Ant-Man. It was a good movie. But you're getting into. I think that's gonna be cool. But honestly, I'm. Ant-Man's always been a weird character for me because I've never really cared about him. Hank Pym in the comics was abusive to his wife, so it's just that while I'm watching the movie, I'm like, you shouldn't be talking about your wife like you loved her because you beat the crap out of her any chance you got. So, and while Scott Lang isn't the same way, I'm still thinking you're being taught by this dude that acts like a hero, but it wasn't. He wasn't a hero at all. He did some good things, but you know what? Bad people can do good things.
Now, so, kind of looking ahead, on our show, that I've said in the past that this was before Last Jedi came out and everything else, and kind of the fallout from it that we're seeing now with Solo, that when Avatar came out, because it's going to come out roughly the same time as the Star Wars movies, that it was going to be Star Wars going to beat out Avatar, but with the numbers coming in now, do you see the reverse might be happening?
I honestly don't think so. Last Jedi may have been a disappointment, but there were still questions. And the JJ is taking over for the next one. So the questions that he set up in the first movie will probably be answered in this last movie, like who was Snoke and all that. I mean, you also have to think, when the movies came out, nobody knew who Emperor Palpatine was. He was just the evil emperor.
Yeah, I know.
But so some questions throughout the three movies were kind of answered in regards to the emperor, but they were filled in later with
the prequels. Right. But people knew who he was before that because of the books that came out. Now, these movies don't have books attached to them, per se. I mean, they've got in-between books, but not like, you know, books. But, like, there was a thing in one of the newer books that came out where they talked about Emperor Palpatine looking for the source of the dark side. And a lot of people speculated that it was Snoke, and I think that you're going to get that answer in the new movie. So I think that people are going to show up because, not A, it's Star Wars. Star Wars has always done well. I mean, even Solo did better than, you know, what you would think it would do.
Yeah.
And then you have the story continuation of what's going to happen to these people, what's going to happen to the new new squadron of people that you have that we're connected to, because Leia was still alive at the end of the movie. You're going to see how they handle that. I honestly think it's going to do a lot better. I'm talking mostly because Jordan has only seen the one movie.
I've seen bits and pieces of the other one. I just haven't.
Well,
but I honestly,
The Last Jedi, if you haven't seen it yet, will be on Netflix this month.
Okay,
so you don't really have, even though you're paying for Netflix, you don't really have to pay rent.
Yeah.
Kind of going back to a previous topic, where can our listeners find your show?
We are on CastBox.fm. It's just a podcast website. You can either download the app or you can just go to CastBox.fm, and then there's like a little Listen Now button up in the top right corner. You just click that and just type in Those Not So Super Dudes, and we should show up.
Get some tissues because you're going to touch yourself hard.
All the time.
Every single episode. Not every single. There's one where I'm a little drunk. When I say a little drunk, I was blasted. And I just start yelling at a bird that just popped into the yard because I didn't want it in the yard. And then, like, 3 hours later after we did the episode, I was vomiting in a trash can. So I was not. I shouldn't have done the episode.
We've all been there. I don't know about Matt, but
I don't know if I've been there.
I've been there. So
I should have brought flyers. I forgot flyers.
You forgot flyers.
Yeah, I'm gonna
not be the case. Thank you for having you guys on. I don't mean to cut you guys short.
No,
you're fine.
So, again, you guys could check them out on
Castbox.
Are you guys on any social media right now?
We are on Facebook.
We have a Twitter.
We have a Twitter.
We have a group on Facebook, and that's it so far.
Yes. Yeah,
so we have a YouTube channel, but we have two videos on there, so. Not really.
We're working on it.
Progress.
Yes.
Those Not So Super Dudes. There's like one. I think there's one video on there right now.
Yeah, I think it's.
But
Jordan,
I took some
being
stuff.
Well,
I
wish you guys luck in this new venture that you're following down. So.
Well, thank you for having us.
No problem.
Thank you.
Just gonna pause it.
Yep.
And in a surprise turn of events, we have the one, the only, Matt Burns returning.
I just can't stay away.
No, he cannot. Bravo. So, you have two events coming up. One in September. When is that? September 8th?
September 8th in Martinsburg at the Let There Be Rock School. We're doing the punk rock flea market. First one four states ever tried to do of that.
So, good chance I got to get with Matt soon to get a table reserved at that particular event, which as soon as we do, you folks at home will be the next to know right after probably Matt, and I pay him for the space. But
I like taking the Reverend Godfather's money. I really like taking his money.
Yes. He takes a lot of my money. But I'm happy to give Matt my money.
Yay.
If it wasn't for me giving Matt my money, he wouldn't have all the great events that he puts on. So, in one shape or another.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed you at the last four stage show, Chris. It was a good time. You were there. I mean, yeah, as a patron.
That was the first time I was literally wore out after a show. Literally.
Well, because I mean, you got to do more. You know, you got to experience the whole show. You weren't just at a vendor table or whatever.
Right.
A little different experience.
So, starting with the event in the Punk Rock Flea Market in September, can you explain a little bit about what's going to happen at that show? It's not just a flea market, but
No, we're going to have vendors. We're going to have bands. I mean, we got about 10 bands that are going to play. The Last Call Hooligans. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the lineup here real quick. The Screws, Out of Spite. We got a lot of good stuff. A lot of good bands happening. We're also going to have a horror movie room too. So we're going to have a lot of local filmmakers on hand. We're going to have a movie that I played a cameo in, showing Zombies Can't Eat Airheads, which was made in Virginia. It's a fun comedy zombie flick in the vein of like Shaun of the Dead or Last of the Living or one of those kind of flicks. I mean, it's these Clueless style airheads that zombies cannot eat because they don't have brains. Check it out on you can check it out on Facebook. You know, just type in "Zombies Can't Eat Airheads."
I think I've been hearing it a lot through a lot. You and I share a lot of the same.
Yeah, the DVD just came out.
Yeah, you and I share a lot of the same friends on Facebook. Yeah. So I guess that's why I've been hearing a lot about it. So good chance I'll be seeing it at that particular event, and probably talking to
it's a fun flick. Yeah, you saw talking to some of the cast members like Jenny Giannini. Yeah. She's been in a lot of the local films, Mills vs. Zombies, Killer Camp Out, Radioactive Flesh Eating Flesh. She was in a lot of the of these local like low to no budget films.
But that's not all. A month later, back in Hagerstown Hager Hall. Good chance we'll be set up as a vendor at that particular event as well. Stay tuned. And remember, because we're talking to Matt and these events are several months away, the card is subject to change. So I'm not calling Matt in any way, shape, or form a liar, but stuff happens.
It does. So, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Is there anybody on the guest list that you're willing to tell us now about the
Only have one person to announce, so I can't really say
Right.
We do have an announcement coming. Hopefully by the end of the week, we will be rolling out another guest. But this guy is a pretty big guest. He's the biggest guest we've ever had at one of these events. It's Mr. Eric Roberts.
And this gentleman is up there in his movie count.
My gosh, he's over 500 credits on IMDb. You've seen this guy in just about everything. And of course, his daughter and sister are pretty famous as well. He is the brother of Julia Roberts and the dad of Emma Roberts. So, I mean, he's had a great career himself. He's done Best of the Best, an 80s cult classic kung fu movie. He was in The Dark Knight as the mafia boss. Salvatore. He was also big in the comics. He was killed by Two-Face in that movie. And he was also the bad guy in The Expendables, too. And he was in the 70s and 80s. He went through a lot of films. He was on an Oscar nominee, a Golden Globe nominee. So he's had a fair share of success.
So for the folks listening at home, stay tuned to Matt runs one of the groups called Comics Cosplay.
Retro Pop Cosplay.
More on Facebook. So it's an open group.
Oh, yeah.
It's an open group. Anybody to join it. And you can see a lot of news in reference to what's happening to 4State, even though 4State has its own group and it's a webpage as well.
Yeah, you can go to www.4statecon, all one word, FourStateCon, all one word, no spaces, dashes, nothing like that. 4statecon.com, and that has links to our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
So I recommend you guys, if you and gals out there who are not connected to any of Matt's groups, please do so. If you want a link to it, you can always email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/the Longcoat Mafia Podcast and message us, and we'd be happy to share with you any of Matt's links right there. And heck, I might include the links in the description of this week's episode just for the sake of ease on Matt a little bit.
Thank you, sir.
And anything else, Matt?
That'd be it. Just keep supporting local art. Keep supporting local, keep supporting your local conventions.
And it's
great that these libraries and whatnot are catching on to this and doing great all ages events for the kids. Because I like these kind of shows because it gets kids involved in the Comic-Con world. They start out doing this, then eventually they move on to 4-State, then they maybe start cosplaying or drawing. It is a great, great bridge. To be doing these kind of events, and we're always excited when new people hop on board to the pop culture and Comic-Con cosplay train.
All right, thanks for having you on, Matt. And see you in September.
See you in September, sir.
Well, folks, the show is about to close, so we're going to close out our show. So, therefore, if you want to listen to all our back episodes, you can easily do so by either using the Podbean app on your mobile devices, whether it be an iOS or an Android device, or going to our website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, or if you'd rather, using the built-in devices on your iOS or Android-based device, you could easily do so by using Apple Podcasts or the Google Play Music app, or if you're using your desktop, you could easily use iTunes or one of the many, or just simply going to our main page, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. If you wish to contact us in reference to anything we said about today, you can do so by, one, using our email address, contacting us that way, which is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. We do have a Twitter account, as our Twitter handle is longcoatmafia, as it's also the handle for our Instagram account. We do have a Facebook page, as stated, which is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. And what else? We do have a YouTube page. It will be linked up in our description. So stay tuned to our Instagram and our Facebook page, where we'll be, as soon as we get to know more about Matt's events, and if we'll be attending Matt's events, you'll find out that way. So there's that. That's about it. We'll speak to you guys next week. If you have any comments about last week's episode or this week's episode, feel free to message us and we'll get back to you. And if the emails are interesting enough, we will read them on there like we've had in the past. Thank you, and see you guys and gals next week.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.